as we come through all of these beautiful Sunday feasts since the beginning of June with Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, and of course, beautiful Corpus Christi events that we have celebrated, so uniquely linked to the body and blood of Christ is his Sacred Heart. And we celebrate that feast day today. Joining me to tell us more about how this gift of the Sacred Heart is mercy itself from God, it is our good friend, Father Niall O'Riordan, joining us today as we celebrate this feast of the Sacred Heart. Good morning, Father Niall. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Brenda. Good morning and happy feast day. Yes, this beautiful feast day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Father, we have been speaking on the morning blend about how it was Christ that asked that this feast be celebrated. And he specifically said it is to be the Friday after Corpus Christi. What is this beautiful link between the body and blood of Christ that he's revealing to us in his Sacred Heart?
Yes, because when you think of the Holy Eucharist, and Brenda, I don't know if you had the grace of being in Portland last Sunday with Archbishop Sample, where thousands of us walked through the streets with the Blessed Sacrament. Of course, the Blessed Sacrament is the outer reflection, you could say, of the Passion of Jesus, because it's the pouring out of Jesus himself. Mystics saw it. Anna Katharina Emmerich saw how Jesus poured himself into the Holy Eucharist. And then you see this, Jesus came to reveal the Father, and that is truly present in his Sacred Heart. And when you think of this beautiful heart that started beating the moment it was conceived in the womb of Our Lady, every beat of this heart is for us. It's for each one of us because he loves us infinitely. We are in the middle of a faith camp now, a Bible school here in St. Therese Parish, and we're teaching the kids too about the love of God and the Sacred Heart of Jesus and how this heart is, it's reflected when you think of the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You see the crown of thorns around it. You see the cross on top. You see the fire that comes out of it, the fire of love, because the heart reveals sacrifice. And that's what Jesus came to reveal. He came to sacrifice himself, and that is revealed in his Sacred Heart, his merciful heart.
Father Niall, I love you that you brought up that crown of thorns around his heart, because when you think of the Passion of Christ, the wounds, the giving of his blood for all of humanity, it's the heart that we focus on. And we look at the image of divine mercy and how he is touching his heart. How do we link God's mercy with the heart and not maybe the mind or the wounds that he received, that it's the heart where the mercy comes from?
Yes, because it's when you think of us human beings, where do we forgive people from? Where do we hold anger or where is our lack of forgiveness? It's in our heart, isn't it? And with Jesus, we sin and he forgives and forgives and forgives. A perfect example I was thinking of this morning, Brenda, was of one of a priest that's very close to me, and he was giving a retreat, and a man came to him and he said to him, how come we have to constantly repeat for the sake of his sorrowful passion in the Divine Mercy Chaplet? It was almost too much for this man to hear this, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. And this priest was really inspired. He said, because when we think of the Passion of Jesus, it reflects his Sacred Heart, because it reflects this heart that was opened. Remember, on Good Friday, when you think Longinus, this Roman soldier, a pagan, was given this task to open the heart of Jesus. What he did was a sacrilege, but he didn't know. He was performing his duty. And yet he was the first to receive this grace of divine mercy, because the blood and water which came from the heart of Jesus that he opened flowed over Longinus. And he too, he then had this big conversion to the point, and this is so incredible, to the point that he said, truly, this is the Son of God. And you know, for the Roman soldiers back then, Brenda, the Son of God was Caesar Augustus. And then he understood, because the grace of divine mercy flowed over him, and he had this big conversion. And that is why the Passion of Jesus and the Sacred Heart of Jesus are so united. I believe, Brenda, that if Longinus, this Roman soldier, had not opened the heart of Jesus, I believe that God would have sent an angel to open it, because that heart had to be opened in order that we can come inside and seek refuge in this beautiful, most precious, sacred heart.
Father Niall, that beautiful heart that you're speaking of goes right to the depth of love. When you compare it to, say, Valentine's Day with Cupid's and sending of heart and sweet love, what Christ is revealing is the true love that comes
Exactly.
with sacrifice. And there were many saints. I mean, we're talking big hitters in our Catholic faith. When you think about St. Louis de Montfort or Julian Eymon, John Bosco, Mother Cabrini. I mean, these are all people, saints who had dedications to that beautiful and sacrificial heart. Kind of tell us a little bit about what we can learn from the saints about this
Yeah,
devotion.
it's beautiful, but remember, Brenda, it's not just restricted to the saints. It's God wants this for every one of us. We all God Jesus wants to that every one of us receives this heart transplant, you could say, where he takes out our hearts that sometimes has anger, has sins and lack of forgiveness, and he wants to replace it with his merciful heart. When you think, Brenda, at the Last Supper, Jesus, his last commandment before he went to the Garden of Olives was, love one another as I have loved you. That he could have said, have compassion with one another as I have compassion with you, or have a heart for one another as I have a heart for you. And just before he even said that, he said, just as the Father loves me, so I love you. How does the Father love the Son? Infinitely. So how does the Son love us? Infinitely. That means, Brenda, I have the capacity. It just depends on me to love you as I look at you infinitely. Because this is what Jesus asks of us. And what does this love involve? This love involves this forgiving, merciful love. The highest form of love is the merciful love, the love that forgives even when it's hurt. And it still forgives and continues to love even when it's hurt. And this is the highest point of love. And it is also, let's be honest, the hardest type of love to live. But Jesus sets the bar. And if Jesus sets the bar, it's never too high for us. He gives us the strength. He is the goal. And he helps us to reach that goal, which is sanctity, which is we are all called, not just Saint Mary Margaret, or as you said, Louis de Montfort, all these great saints, yes. But we too, every one of us has the capacity to love like Jesus. Otherwise, Jesus would never have said this at the Last Supper.
It was a bar that Christ set that we all can attain. And the first that was able to attain that was his beautiful mother. Father Niall, you and I never tire of talking about the love of Christ. And the only person who I think wants to talk about him more, to reveal him more to us, is his mother, whose immaculate heart is linked so closely and is celebrated on Saturday. What is this link between the mother and the son and their beautiful hearts?
Yes, it's very nice that you mentioned Louis de Montfort, this great saint. He said it. I'll use his words, Brenda. He said, if you were to open the Immaculate Heart of Mary, you would find the Sacred Heart of Jesus inside. Is did Jesus not take the flesh from Our Lady in order to create this Sacred Heart too? It's like Louis de Montfort also said, it would be much easier to separate the sun from its light or the fire from its heat than it would be to separate Jesus from Mary. And all she wants to do is to lead us to the Sacred Heart of her Son. That is her wish. She never brings us to herself. She always brings us to Jesus. That is her goal. Think of Elizabeth. When she went to visit Elizabeth, and Elizabeth says, as Louis de Montfort said, she is the echo for God. Elizabeth said, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Because she brought Jesus. It was the very first Corpus Christi procession. When Our Lady went to visit Elizabeth, and Our Lady went, and who was she accompanied by? Only Saint Joseph. And at this Corpus Christi procession, what happened? Then Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and John the Baptist leapt for joy in the womb of his mother, in the presence of Jesus and Mary. And this is, you cannot separate the two. And that is why Our Lady always leads us to the Sacred Heart of her Son. She leads us to the way.
I love that image of the very first Corpus Christi procession at that visitation. Father Niall O'Riordan joining us this morning as we have this beautiful discussion on the beautiful Sacred Heart of Jesus on this feast day. Father Niall, as always, our conversations are wonderful. And I've already come up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely. Thank you, Brenda.
Father Niall O'Riordan joining us again today as we continue our conversation on the beautiful Sacred Heart of Jesus. Father Niall is the pastor at St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Church in Portland and joining us today to remind us how beautiful it is, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Father Niall, thank you so much for staying with me today.
Thank you, Brenda. It's nice to be here.
Here we are in the city of Portland, Oregon, and across our archdiocese where thousands have gathered for this procession. Knowing how it turned out, I think many had yearned to go, couldn't go, and many people were maybe thinking to themselves, I should have been there. And this is just an opportunity and another door for us to enter into. What do you feel is important for this day, this feast day of the Sacred Heart? For people who want to grow in faith or want this faith that they have to become ever more fervent, what can we do right now today to begin our journey to the heart of Jesus?
We have to go to his mother. No question. When we go to Our Lady, you know, there's a beautiful story because the Sacred Heart of Jesus is so full of mercy and it's so full of treasures that Jesus wants to give us. Just like in the Holy Eucharist, when you think it's the same Jesus who calmed the storms on the Sea of Galilee, it's the same Jesus who we receive in Holy Communion, who healed the lepers and healed the sick. It's the same Jesus who consoled the women on the way of the cross. And in order, see, Jesus's heart is so full of this love and compassion. As he said to St. Faustina, when I come to you in Holy Communion, my hands are full of graces, but people treat me like a dead object. But it reminds me of a story, Brenda, of a little boy, and he, back in the Middle Ages, and he did this heroic deed, and the king was so happy, and the king said to him, okay, little boy, you can come forward. And he opened up this bag, and inside were gold coins. And he said to the boy, put your hand in and catch, take as many coins as you can put in your hand, you can keep. And what did the little boy do? He was very clever. He said, Mama, you come here, because you have a bigger hand. And so he got his mom to put her hand into the bag. And this is the same when we want to draw from this treasure, which is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, then the most beautiful person to go to is Our Lady. As Louis de Montfort said, she is the fastest, the safest, and the most beautiful way to Jesus. Why would we not go to her? Jesus came to us through Mary. Then we go back to Jesus through Mary.
Oh, it is beautiful devotion, this Sacred Heart. Father Niall O'Riordan is joining us today. He is the pastor at St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Church in Portland. Father Niall, you and your parishioners in the Vicariate started at the very beginning of the year, a beautiful two hearts devotion. You're 6 months now into this process. Just remind our listeners a little bit about what it is and how it's going. And is there still room for people to join in this beautiful devotion? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brenda. It's every first Friday leading into the first Saturday. It was begun by a great saint from France called Saint Jean Hude, and he decided to do this 24 hours of adoration between the first Friday going into the first Saturday. And so, again, honoring the uniting the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so we started this beautiful devotion in our parishes, and we rotated between St. Therese, St. Henry, St. Joseph's. And last month, we had the beautiful gift of having Sister Breege McKenna with us. She came for the Friday night session, and she spoke about the importance of adoration and how, when we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, that, and it's something, dear listeners, you might never have heard of, is, and it was new for me, is that every one of us undergoes a blood transfusion when we go to Holy Communion, because the blood of Jesus flows through our veins. And that is why when we come to adoration, Jesus is waiting there for us and he is loving us. He is consoling us. Even a lady last week wrote to me an email because we did a very short adoration on Saturday night for Corpus Christi and after Mass. And a lady came, wrote me an email immediately afterwards. And she said, Father, I came and I really was so anxious when I came to Holy Mass this evening. I had so many worries in my heart, but just that time of adoration, and I left like a new person. Because only Jesus can calm the storms. And this is why we did this devotion, and so many people come right throughout the night. But there are places, of course, everybody is welcome. Brenda, I'll tell you very quickly a little story. Last week, I was at home getting my visa renewed, and I was invited to go to a place called Royal Ascot. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's a very famous race meeting, and the Queen of England came on the royal carriage, and the King of England, King Charles, was there. They came down the race course, and it's the tradition. They've been doing it for 200 years, and yet all the guards were surrounding them, and there were snipers out and everything. And I thought, this is what we Jesus has no guards. Everybody has access to Jesus. Nobody, he has no, there is nothing to stop anyone coming to the feet of Jesus and to beg him for help and to beg him for peace and to beg him for healing and forgiveness and where we don't have it, because this is the greatest. He is the King of all kings. And that is what adoration is, when we get down on our knees and we adore the King of kings.
Father Niall, I love when you mentioned about children, and I think about times that I've spent with when my children were younger. And I used to laugh because it seemed like the more time that we were together in a day, they wanted more of it. They just wanted more and more time because it was so wonderful. It's adoration can be that way for all of us if we approach it with that heart, that the more time that we spend with our Lord in adoration, we just want more and more of it. So even if we can start maybe with a little bit of time, that kind of dull heart will become maybe a little more fervent. That's what one of the promises of the Sacred Heart is that the more time you spend with Jesus, the more fervent that faith becomes.
Yes, isn't it the same with everybody? When the more time you spend with somebody, the more time you get to know them. It's like a young girl came to Mother Teresa of Calcutta and once and said, "Mother Teresa, how do I know what Jesus wants for me?" And Mother Teresa said, "Go 24 hours before the Blessed Sacrament, and then you will find your answer." But Mother Teresa didn't mean that she needs to now go and spend 24 hours, a full day in adoration. No, but to spend time in adoration, to give Jesus the time. Because if you want to get to know somebody, you have to spend time with that person. Isn't it true, Brenda?
Absolutely.
And it's the same with Jesus. The more time you spend with him, and yeah, there are times, and dear listeners, I'm sure you can relate to it, when maybe you feel nothing. Maybe you go there and you feel nothing, but yet Jesus is always working. Because when we are adoring Jesus, he is adoring the Father at the same time. He is bringing our prayers and our supplications to the Father, to his Heavenly Father at the same time. And this is why it's so important to give Jesus the time, especially Brenda, in this very loud world of today. If you felt the peace as we walked around Portland last week, the thousands of people, and you could see everybody watching us, people maybe saw Jesus for the very first time. But yet you could see people and they were smiling. And some people, I saw one lady, she tried to get out before the procession, and then she saw the length of the people behind her. And with a big smile, she just sat there and she watched as Archbishop Sample walked past with the Blessed Sacrament. So beautiful. So beautiful, because this is what it's all about. And this, because the Holy Eucharist, Corpus Christi, it is the heartbeat of the church. It's the heartbeat of the world. That's why Padre Pio said the world could survive much longer, much easier without the Son than it could without the Holy Eucharist.
Amen. And how beautiful that body of Christ is, and how beautiful that heart of Christ is given out for all of us that we love and we dedicate ourselves to on this very special day. Father Niall, thank you so much for being with us today on this beautiful feast day. Will you offer us a prayer and a blessing?
Yes, so thank you, Brenda, and happy feast day to every one of you, and I wish you all the graces from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. through the hands of Our Lady. She is the mediatrix of all graces, and so through her, and so we pray together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So bless every one of you who are listening through the intercession of Our Lady, Saint Joseph, all the angels and saints, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Niall, thank you so much for your time today. God bless you and happy Feast Day of
Thank
the
you.
Sacred Heart.
Thank you, Brenda.